Live.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control, literally bring up anything, political, personal, anything that's on your mind goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can also log on at freetalklive.com.
Check out the BBS. It's new, it's improved, it's got thousands of posts, hundreds of posters. It's days and days worth of fun.
Absolutely. And it's there for you free at freetalklive.com. And also, don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or log on at freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. It's Monday night. We're here live, 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and actually welcoming KCXL on board for hour number one of the show. It's good to have you guys on.
I do love KCXL. Radio Free Liberty.
They're definitely a fantastic affiliate of ours, and normally they carry hours number two and three of the show, and this week they've decided to start carrying hour number one.
Beautiful.
Which we're all for.
Excellent.
So if you're over there in Kansas City, you want to chime in tonight, bring up literally anything political, personal, got an agenda you want to push, we're here for you. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So, Johnson, you're the guest host tonight. Where should we start this evening?
All right. Well, you told me not to hold any punches, so I'm going to break out the article I had in my back pocket.
This is a special article, huh?
All right. Shut the cell up. That's the title of this article. Yep, that's correct. Can you hear me now?
I got you.
I can hear you. Come on.
Unsuspecting cell phone users may find themselves saying that more often now that cell phone jammers, illegal gizmos that interfere with signals and cut off reception, are selling like hotcakes on the streets of... Where? What do you think?
New York City.
New York.
That's right.
But really?
It just makes sense. I mean, you know, there's going to be so many people there, and... you know, when you have more people, you have more chance that somebody's going to not act right, you know, and not... because nobody wants to sit in a restaurant while somebody's talking on a cell phone in the booth next to them like this.
I knew I was so glad that you would be back for this article.
I personally hate it when people are with me, because I go out to eat often. I don't like to cook for myself. My hands are broken. So I go out to eat often, and if I go with somebody, I hate it if they answer their cell phone. I won't. I'll step outside if I need to take a call. But I don't think that people should be subjected to listening, because you have to talk loud. You have to talk a little louder to communicate on your cell phone. And
well, if you don't, I mean, you may not have to, but people seem to, I guess,
yeah,
do
just,
it anyway.
I've tried otherwise.
No. Hello! Hey, I just want to know what...
I know. I've tried otherwise, because if you try to keep your voice down in the restaurant so you don't disturb the other patrons, the person on the cell phone's going, what? I can't... What? Why can't I hear? You're cutting out.
Well, you can know? If you have, you know, an earpiece, which is, you know, and you can take the mouthpiece and put it up to your mouth. And
well, I just usually cut my hand over the,
yeah, exactly.
The receiver part.
I think
of
you
the
should
phone.
Take your ass outside is what I think you should do.
Well, I don't have a cell phone anymore, so there.
Yeah, it's just, it's rude, in my opinion. And it's, obviously it's new stuff, so it's difficult to say where it falls on the rules of etiquette, but I don't like...
I don't understand. Okay, well, now, is it rude? Okay, is it rude if you're... Let's pretend this is the restaurant situation. You're at your restaurant with your new wife, man, which, and by the way, you went on your honeymoon this weekend, which is where you were. So you're on your honeymoon, you're at a restaurant with your wife, and is it only rude for someone at your table to answer their cell phone, or is it rude for someone at another table to answer their cell phone?
It's rude to talk loud in a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And so it's rude to the people that can hear
so
you.
So if you're on a cell phone and not talking loud, then it's not rude?
Right.
Okay.
If you can talk on a cell phone, but the problem is that... people don't know how loud is.
Right.
And you often get
well,
caught up in the conversation.
Themselves.
Right. You often get caught up in the conversation. And you'll say things that aren't necessarily appropriate to, you know, restaurant conversation, that kind
okay.
of thing. So my advice is if you're going to take a cell phone call and you're in a restaurant and it's so important that you have to take a call, I'm not, you know, if it's your mom or your kid or something like that, that you absolutely have to talk to them, step outside.
It's oozing. you really ought to get that checked out.
Yeah. it's not good. Not good.
I agree with you that's proper etiquette. I don't necessarily get offended by someone answering a phone call. It doesn't bother me personally, but I do agree with you that it's proper to get up out of your seat and go outside and take the call.
Well, there's more stories about this thing. This thing is, okay, one jammer owner said, I bought one online and I love it.
Are they mostly business owners that are buying these things?
All different types of people. Okay. One guy, I use it on the bus all the time. I always zap the idiots who discuss what they want from the Chinese restaurant so that everyone can hear them. Why is that necessary? He added, I can't throw the phones out the window, so this is the next best thing. Online jammer seller Victor McCormick said he's made hundreds of sales to New Yorkers. The interest has gone insane in the last few years. I get all sorts of people buying them, from priests to police officers. Jammers come in a variety of shapes and sizes, from portable handhelds that look like cell phones to larger fixed models as big as suitcases.
Wow.
Yep, their goal is to zip inconsiderate lips. The smaller gadgets emit radio frequencies that block signals anywhere from 50 to a 200-foot radius. They range in price from $250 to $2,000.
Wow, that's amazing.
But don't expect to find jammers at the local Radio Shack. They're against Federal Communications Commission regulations.
Clearly have stopped them from being sold.
Because they interfere with emergency calls and the public airwaves.
Mm.
They are illegal to buy, sell, use, import, or advertise.
But this guy who sells them's name was in this article? Is he crazy?
I don't know. This is... a violation means an $11,000 fine. But the FCC's FCC's Enforcement Bureau has yet to bust one person anywhere in the country.
Hmm.
This is not a crime they're going after, says Rob Bernstein, deputy editor at New York City-based Sync magazine. He said jammers are here, and their use is multiplying. Let's see. There were some other interesting uses that I saw. One way to buy one of these is a spy shop on Third Avenue. I guess they're just mentioning also, which sells medium-sized jammers out of a back room for $1,500.
That's amazing.
The sales clerk said that he's had sold jammers to a 50-year-old man who bought one to use on the Long Island Railroad and to restaurateurs.
Huh.
Folks run into auto auctions also buy them to stop people from chit-chatting about prices and rigging their bids, the clerk said.
Hmm.
An employee at West Village Spy Store said the shop also sells jammers, but only to people from other countries. One local purchaser bought a portable jammer last year, and he says he likes using it at Roosevelt Field Mall on Long Island. One time I followed a guy around for 20 minutes, he said. I kept zapping him and zapping him until finally he threw the phone on the floor. I couldn't stop laughing. It was so cool.
Wow.
Now,
what do you think about all this?
If you're going around zapping, you can go around and follow someone and, take out their phone conversation. Isn't that a violation of property rights?
Well, actually, I have to say that I'm on the side of the jammers on this one. I think that if you've got something that you can, you're transmitting on, that is a tough one.
Yeah.
That is a tough one.
I mean, yeah, because it is a frequency, you're transmitting and receiving a frequency, and
right.
The jammer is transmitting and receiving a frequency.
Well, according to the homesteading principle, the idea that, and we've talked about abolishing the FCC before on this show, but we normally talk about it in regards to broadcast medium, like mm-hmm. this. Like if you set up a radio station on 106.0 megahertz or whatever, 106.1, and someone else wants to set one up on that same frequency, well, you get it because you were there first. And I'm not sure how this would apply here. We can explore it some more, though. And if you've got a comment, make it. 800-259-9231. If you want to change the topic, you can do that as well. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Again, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live. I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Monday night, it's Johnson night.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can always log on at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have got dozens of ladies who've sent in their photograph, and we put them on the web. Because we're proud of our female listeners. We want to show you off. It's not a beauty contest, though, ladies, so be sure you check it out at freetalklive.com. Again, we'll talk to you about anything tonight, but right now we're talking about a new phenomenon happening big time in New York City and probably to a much lesser extent in other cities around the country. But the word's coming out of New York that this is gaining popularity in a major way. It's called cell phone jamming. The devices sell for as low as $200 for the personal pocket version, and then maybe up to $2,000 or $1,500 or $2,000 for what you would call a base station or something like that. That's stationary. And the purpose is to, well, shut people up, to get them to stop talking on their cell phones, because if the jammer's operating, they can't get signal. And the FCC officially doesn't sanction this. It's against the law, according to the FCC. However, they're not doing any sort of enforcing of it. The devices are being sold apparently somewhat openly, even though it's also illegal to... stop me any time if I'm getting this wrong, Johnson. They're being sold openly, even though it is illegal to sell these things.
Yes.
I mean,
that's the impression that I got from this New York Post article.
One of the guys in the article actually is named. His name is there as a seller of these jamming devices. And so right before we went away there for a moment, we got into the question of, where are the property rights here? Because we're a libertarian talk show, we're all for property rights, and we've certainly discussed abolishing the FCC more than a few times on this show, and usually it's under the parameters of broadcast. So we're on 106.1, for instance, and someone else wants to get on 106.1, but we were there first, it should be our frequency in that given area, right? That's kind of the concept of homesteading rights on radio frequencies. But how does that apply to cell phones, exactly? Each cell phone operates on a specified frequency, and I'm sure each of these companies has a certain frequency range in which their cell phones operate.
Well, according to your logic there with homesteading rights, if everyone there on that frequency, you have a bunch of cell phone users. Those cell phone users all set up shop, they set up their home on a certain frequency, and they're speaking on the phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then someone comes in and flips on their jammer, and everyone in a 200-foot radius suddenly can't get signal because this person has just stolen the signal for a 200-foot radius from all
right.
those people. So,
Does it belong to? But does the frequency belong to the individual cell phone user or the company that they're using for service? Because the company has has probably thousands of phones. I mean, if you've got Verizon or whatever, you name the company, T-Mobile, and they've got several thousand subscribers, especially in a city like New York. Obviously, each one of those subscribers doesn't own the frequency that their phone runs on because they're probably, I'm not sure exactly how the cell phones work. They may select from different frequencies depending on what's available. They may have a specified set frequency per phone. I'm not exactly sure what the parameters are there, but the company was there first. The company said, we're setting up cell phone service from this frequency to this frequency, and we're going to have thousands of people within those frequencies. So I think the issue is the company's homesteading that those frequencies. However, shouldn't it be someone's right to, if they have a restaurant, to... I don't know, and the man walking on the street is a whole other scenario. But let's look at it from the restaurant owner's perspective. It's his restaurant. And that's for damn sure. I mean, that's his property. There's no doubt about that, right? And if he wants to ban cell phone use in there, even if the company is homesteaded on those frequencies, shouldn't he have some sort of overriding ability to do that because it's his property? Can't he stop certain frequencies from coming onto it?
Well, I feel like he should be able to.
Yeah, one of the major arguments about that is that people should have access to emergency, or emergency calls or emergency availability for emergency workers, 911, all that stuff.
Yeah, but if you're in my restaurant, there are phones in the restaurant that you can use.
Right, exactly.
Well, what he's saying is, what if some emergency is going on at the house, and then the housekeeper's calling you because the kid's ill, and you don't know what, and the housekeeper doesn't know what to give
nice
them?
It's a nice scenario, and it sounds like it should
be
that way.
Cell phones haven't always been around.
That was where I was going to go. Yeah, before cell phones, what would you have done if there was a problem at your house? You wouldn't have found out.
The fact is that cell phones exist now, and people base their lives around them and working.
But I don't think that should trump the property rights of the restaurant owner to run a jammer.
I don't think that it necessarily should either. But
okay.
I think that the restaurant owner should consider that when he's employing that. And the restaurant owner's right to run a jammer, the supposed alleged right, obviously making them illegal would not allow them to jam them. But they could always build lead walls if they wanted to. They could just put lead mesh. What is it?
Brass
mesh in their walls if they wanted to jam everything, and it would knock all the signals out.
But there's no real difference there between the two. I mean, there's no difference. It's just a method. Just the method.
Right. So the method, they can change their method, and in fact, if they made all these jammers illegal, then
they comply with the law.
They would still be able to.
The jammers are illegal. It's just it's not being enforced.
Right. So if they decided to enforce the illegal...
Right. So now we get to...
You know, the first thing that comes to my mind is I'd love to see one of these jammers being employed in movie theaters. They need a laser pointer jammer, too.
Yeah, right. I haven't seen it. Well, of course, I don't go to movies a lot anymore, but do the kids still use the laser pointers these days?
It's occasional.
Is it burned out? I think that fat might be
burning. It's mostly burned out. Okay. I don't know. I think they need an obnoxious, loud baby jammer.
Well, all right. So we've addressed...
They call that a binky.
Do we all agree on the restaurant situation? The restaurant owner should have the right to jam signals on his property?
I think he should have the right to jam signals on his property. I think he should think about it before
I agree with
you.
I don't think it's something that I would do as a restaurateur because I wouldn't want to alienate clients.
Well, what about things like buses and...
Well, that's the next question. What about the guy who's just, like you were saying in this article,
following
there's a guy,
someone around in the mall.
Right. Somebody was following another gentleman around in the mall who, this other guy who was being followed, was attempting to use his cell phone, was so irritated that he couldn't get it to work after 20 minutes, he threw it on the ground. Now, it sounds funny and cute, but this is a great question. I mean, how far do your, if you've got a personal jammer on you, I suppose you could make the argument that if you were jamming just your personal space, then it would be okay, but obviously these things are jamming farther than that. They're jamming 50 to several hundred feet away from their point of origin. So,
well, also the fun and novelty of walking around jamming people
mm-hmm.
will probably wear off. I mean, it'll take a little longer for it to wear off on teenage boys,
sure.
But it will wear off, period, for most people. So at that point you would, you know, you could use your personal jammer just to shut up an annoying person in a restaurant.
Right.
But I don't think people should have them.
Well, then we're getting into prohibition, and now you're suggesting that we prohibit these things.
The fact is that they don't serve a legal purpose in my mind.
So how are you going to prohibit them? Man, what, are you going to create the FCC jammer task force? You're going to go around and... Invest. How are you going to even track that? There's no way to track these things. I mean, there's no way to... Just if you look down at your cell phone and you've got no signal, it's not evidence that you're being jammed.
I think that a kind letter from the FCC to the companies that produce these will have the desired effect.
I don't think
extent.
So. If anything, though...
Excuse me, you're making lots of money off this product. Could you stop?
Yeah, no, if anything, the effect will be to move manufacturing out of this country. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I don't think we can stop it. Just have to deal with it. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Valentine of True Health, and let me tell you, I found something that really can be true health for all of you. I use it. In fact, everybody in my family now uses it. It's called the Sacro Wedgie. And it is a device that was invented by a football coach to help his athletes. And what it is, it's a wedge device, just a small one, that you put underneath your sacrum, and then you get down on it. You put your weight down on it on the floor, and you let gravity do the work. I mean, you talk about back pains going away, chiropractors go away. You don't need them anymore. You got to give it a try. So I suggest you take a look at the website, sacrowedgie.com. You can call toll-free, 1-800-737-9295, and get all the information you need. 1-800-737-9295, or go to the website, sacrowedgie.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's your show. Take control. Bring up anything. You can also log on at freetalklive.com.
Download the archives. They're free. They're in MP3 format. They're in 1 hour encapsulated, labeled form so that you can see which hour you're downloading and what it's going to be about. The whole thing.
Excellent. And it's online and it's free at freetalklive.com, just like everything is at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
It is the Monday night edition here until 10 o'clock Eastern time, so stick with us through the entire show and tell your friends, tell your family, and tune in every night, six nights a week, Monday through Saturday from 7 to 10 Eastern. And we go to your calls when they come in about anything, whether it be political or personal. I don't know. Does anyone else have any opinions or anything else to say about this cell phone jamming situation?
You know, I do have a little bit more to say.
Okay.
Even if you prohibit cell phone jammers, and I think that the government...
Which they are.
Right, they are prohibited. But I think that the government, one bureaucrat could be employed for... less than a week to send all to send letters. I think probably less than a day to send letters to all the manufacturers of these cell phone jamming companies. There's probably three or four manufacturers, and send them letters that have official seals on the top and tell them that they can't do this anymore. And I think that those companies will probably comply. If they don't, they have goons that handle these kind of things.
And then an Asian or European company will start manufacturing them, and you know, people will order them over the internet.
That probably will order them over the internet.
Yeah,
but
isn't
would
it
you
a waste
say
of
that
time?
Would you say that counter sales probably apply for a great deal of this? That people go into a spy shop or you know whatever kind of place and say and see them and say, "Hey, cell phone jammer, how interesting."
Maybe
I just think
so.
That there's more sales when you can touch things.
I think you might be
like Walmart does better than Amazon. I don't know.
I think you might be right that it's more of a fad thing. It'll probably go away on its own anyway. But I say, why not just let the free market take care of it, man? Which, I mean, why is your answer with these particular issues always to hire another bureaucrat?
Because it's violence against my cell phone rights. It's theft of my property. I own those waves when I'm out, you know, at my house or in public or something. And if somebody's out there, if you give them a device that's only for the purpose of theft, then you're enabling them.
It is force being applied when you think about it. I mean, these people jamming these cell phone waves are using force.
And if I could find one of them jamming my waves, I'd use some force on them, too.
Well, I say, why not let the free market take care of it? Let's imagine this. Let's say the guy following the other dude around in the mall with a jammer.
Would that be the free market me pounding
his face?
The
free market is going to come up with an unjammable phone is what's going to happen.
Well, that could be it. Like a phone that hops around on different frequencies. That's certainly possible. The police have that. It's called trunking. If you've ever, I just sold one of my scanners on eBay the other day because it doesn't have the new features that the newer scanners have, which literally, when the police are talking on their radios nowadays and most metros, their radios are actually jumping from frequency to frequency. And the idea there is so that people who are trying to listen to them can't. Although, of course, the market comes up with trunking scanners, which are able to follow the police frequencies just fine. So that could happen as well. Or, you know, if a mall has each private property owner could have a policy on jamming. Look, we don't allow jammers in this mall, and if you're discovered to have a jammer, then we'll throw your ass out.
Yeah, but throwing somebody out of the mall isn't really a deterrent. I can personally tell you about having
what you're talking about.
Yeah, but the mall reporting them to the FCC for an $11,000 fine is...
I suppose.
Yeah, but, I'm
but
just,
at that
I'm
point,
just,
you're still talking about force.
Right. I'm not. Yeah. I'm arguing from let's get rid of the FCC. You're saying we need the FCC. We need to expand the bureaucracy.
I'm not saying
give another bureaucrat a job. Buy some more donuts and put these people
out of
business.
Put the bureaucrats we've got to, at least to work.
I mean, let the chaos come, and then from that chaos, solutions will arise.
You're right about that.
That's true. In the free market, if there's something that needs to be done, if there's a service or a product that is in demand, somebody's going to figure out how to offer it.
At my criminal trial, though, for assaulting this guy, I think it should be taken in consideration that what they were doing was force in the first place.
Yeah, if you absolutely, if you can make that, I think most people on a jury.
I mean, when you like take a bat to the jammer,
when I pound his head against the pavement for walking around after me for 20 minutes. The thing is, you just wouldn't know, you know. You just
know.
You
wouldn't know.
Unless you turn around and see the chuckling kid with the black box pointed at you,
and like a little remote control. Yeah,
like,
and that's why the enforcer
you throw yourself out of the kid's head.
And the reason, the point that you wouldn't know is exactly why the enforcement would be just completely futile. And it's another waste of our taxpayer dollars.
Not the enforcement of it. You could never get the end user of it. That's
right.
For sure. But you could get the manufacturers of it
to
stop.
Not if they're in another country.
But and what about importation? I mean, there's these companies that import things.
Right.
If you've got the larger companies, the larger import companies, these are also the larger distributors. Larger distributors, you know, the stores. I just don't, the larger chain stores. I don't think that, I think that you could put a real dent in the sales of these things without much work.
Well, I think you're the first man on this show to jump to the government solution, and I don't think it's the right way to look at things.
Also, I mean, these things aren't cheap. I mean, they're already $250 to $1,000, and people are buying them.
Sure, most kids can't afford that kind of thing.
I mean, they're only going to come down in price.
I can't relate these things to anything else. I mean, like let's compare these jammers to handguns, shall we? I deserve to be able to own a handgun because I can defend my home with it. I can stop theft of property and endangerment to the life of myself and my family.
Can you defend your home from cell phone signals with your handgun?
No, that's why I'm talking about jammers. So if I didn't want somebody on my property or my restaurant property, because I should be able to defend my business just as I defend my home, I should be able to have a jammer for that purpose. But I can defend my restaurant property with brass netting inside the walls of my business and do just the same thing. So I can't say that this really looks to me like it should be right. I just don't think it should be to own these things. Therefore, I think that there should be.
And you're willing to point guns at people to stop them from owning it.
If they're willing to point a jammer at me in order so that I can't use my property, they're willing to steal from me, damn right I'm willing to point a gun at them. I'm willing to put a bullet in their head, too. That's theft, Ian. They're stealing.
Actually, technically, I wouldn't consider it theft. More likely, what this crime is it's pollution. It's disrupting an environment. In other words, free of the pollution of this thing, there's a natural flow of things. Cell phones will work. But what happens is these devices are actually polluting the airwaves.
Well, but don't you think that intentional pollution, like really malicious pollution, is theft of environmental uses? For
it's certainly destruction of property rights.
Anything can be called theft under that logic, though.
But there's negligent pollution, and then there's, like, malicious pollution. And I think that there's a lot more negligent pollution than
why not just let the property owners make decisions, though? I mean, if you're on someone's property and they have a prohibition against the jammers, then you get the person thrown off the property. I don't see why you have to lock them up in jail. I just don't think that's the right thing to do.
I'm not talking about locking people up in jail.
Well, if they insist on having their cell phone jammer, that's where the end...
You're talking about end users again. I'm not talking about end users. I'm talking about manufacturers.
Okay, let's go back to your gun analogy. If you had the federal government write all the gun manufacturers a nice letter, assuming that we could pass a law abolishing weapons, and they just threw up their hands and said, okay, I guess we'll stop manufacturing weapons, it sure as hell wouldn't stop weapons from being on the streets.
Well, there's plenty of them out there already.
Well, exactly. There's plenty of jammers out there already, and as our board op makes the point, it costs you $75 to build your own. So the plans would be available on the Internet. It's not like it's going to put a stop to it. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Let's talk about George Bush and smoking reefer coming up next. This is Free Talk Live.
This This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostick.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1-888-223-2838. That's 1-888-223-2838 for Right Size Smoothies.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with 3 young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead, try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. Call 888-881-NOBIO.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything you want. Political, personal, anything that's on your mind goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can also log on, get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. You can sign up for the updates list whenever there's something that we need to share with you about the show, whether it be a new affiliate, new Shriner, some sort of news that you need to know. It comes out to the updates list first. You'll be one of the first to know about it. So log on at freetalklive.com, click updates, and sign up. Just takes a minute or two. As a matter of fact, I haven't sent out an update about this yet, but we just noticed that we have risen in the ranks to number 4 worldwide, the number 4 podcast in the
Woo-hoo!
World. That is something to be proud of, considering we were mentioned in USA Today, last week? Actually, it hasn't even been a week. It was the 9th, I think. So 6 days ago.
I think it was a Friday. It was a Friday.
I'm certain
it was a Friday, because it was the weekend edition. It was Friday, Saturday, Sunday
really?
Issue.
Okay, well, whatever. Anyway, been about a week, maybe a week and a half since our mention in USA Today. We're already up the charts to number 4 from number 7, and still climbing ahead, which is good news. So thanks to everybody who's cast their vote for Free Talk Live, and no thanks to the haters who've cast the 1-star votes. It doesn't matter how many people do that, because We have so many dedicated listeners who are out there casting 5-star votes for us. Your 1-star votes just don't really do anything to us. But you can cast them anyway at freetalklive.com. All right, so President Bush, there were some tapes that came out, I think, over the weekend that, some reporter or some friend of his had been talking with him quite a bit on the phone and actually recording the conversations. Now he has released something like 12 different tapes of conversation with George W. Bush to the media. And there's all kinds of things apparently that were covered in these conversations.
Oh, the tapes are fake. See, we're going to get it back, and it's going to be another
scandal. The White House has not denied the authenticity of these tapes. Wow. One of the topics that's somewhat interesting that he's covered, and I haven't really done any delved into these at all, but apparently one of the things is he was worried that he might alienate the evangelical, voting bloc because he wasn't willing to bash gays, is what he was saying. On these tapes, he wasn't willing to actually come out and do anything against the gays.
No, he hasn't really done anything against the gays, except he did whip up the evangelicals right around his election time with the anti-gay marriage amendment thing.
Right, but he won't actually do anything about it. That's the thing.
But, well, and it was just BS, because you can see how much action's been taken on it since January the 20th.
Well, on these tapes, is that what he said? He said he was not going to do anything? Or?
Yes, he said on the tapes that he wasn't willing to kick any gays out of... he won't appoint any gays to offices, but he will not kick any out that are currently in.
Huh.
Right, he's going to kind of soft pot it, basically. Just take it easy with them.
So is he saying that he's... what I'm trying to gather is, on these tapes, did he smoke pot on these tapes?
No,
or
not
did he
actually
talk
on
about
the tape.
Smoking pot recently?
I mean
recently. Does he talk about smoking pot recently on these tapes?
No.
Or did he just mention that he did it a long time ago?
Here's the only thing that was said. Bush also criticized the vice president, the then vice president. These are old tapes, like 4 or 5 years old. The then vice president Al Gore for admitting marijuana use and explains why he would not do the same. According to George W. Bush, quote, I wouldn't answer the marijuana questions. You know why? Because I don't want some little kid doing what I tried. That's his admission right there. So,
you know what?
Whoa, big deal. I mean, it's like, to me, that's not all that surprising. I mean, the man did cocaine. I mean,
well, allegedly.
I don't think that was allegedly.
Well, he never admitted to it. And again, that's probably for the same reason.
Oh, well.
Too bad the news reporter didn't ask about that.
Here's what annoys me, is George Bush, whenever he did it, he felt like he was responsible enough, man enough, adult enough, to be able to smoke marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And chances are really good, nothing terrible happened to him.
Well,
as
he obviously survived it.
Yeah, he survived it, too. And, you know, but he's willing to throw people in jail for years and years for doing the same thing that he felt he was adult enough to get away with doing. And that's the thing that really annoys me about every single person that has done it. And the majority of Americans have smoked marijuana.
I've done it.
All these people that have smoked marijuana, and then they want to throw people in jail for it.
Well,
you
I'm
know?
Not one of those.
Somehow,
people.
You're mature enough to try it on your own, but nobody else should be able to.
Uh-huh, right.
And especially cops. All these pigs out there that have smoked marijuana, and now it's cool for them to bust people undercover, put handcuffs on them, throw them in the back of the squad car, and run them up for God knows what and for how long and what the punishment will be for something that they felt that they were responsible enough for handling on their own.
Well, the ultimate question, those are all great points. The ultimate question that you'd want to ask one of those people if you were ever able to find one to talk to?
We put
out the call on the air several times for a drug prohibitionist, a drug warrior to call in the show and defend the fact that marijuana is illegal at 1-800-259-9231. The invitation is open all the time. But the question asked these people is, well, would you be a better person today if you had spent 10 years in jail for your childhood, your problems as a child?
I think most people would answer no to that.
Well, hell no, they wouldn't be. Nobody's better for sitting rotting in jail after smoking a joint, but yet we arrest over 700,000 individuals every year. That's just a staggering number. That's where it's hovering at right now. It's gone up over time. 700,000 people a year arrested. Now, okay, to be fair, not all of those people end up in prison or end up in jail because of their arrest, but nonetheless, they are put into the system.
They are put on probation. And they're excluded from better jobs because there's jobs that ask, all these other things, and they have to throw money towards the government system. I mean, they become serfs to the judicial system out there, and that's just wrong.
It's really just a sick control game. It's a war against our people. We're going to come back with more. 1-800-259-9231. The president admitting it. He has indeed smoked marijuana. This is your show, and you can take control and bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hey. Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, and I'm here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dad, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of strength, lack of stamina, lack of sleep, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the husband, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all of these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave patch. It is safe, non-invasive, and is currently being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympics, professional, collegiate, high school, and little leagues alike. Everyday businessmen and women in all walks of industry. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Get your free sample at www.LifeWavePromotions.com. Again, your free sample at LifeWavePromotions.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy-turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You get on the phones, you take control if you want. Otherwise, we'll talk about stuff. It's Ian here with you.
And Jonathan.
And Manwich.
And we do have plenty to talk about tonight. Don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com, tune into the live stream that we have there. Whether you be a broadband user or you're still stuck on one of those old dial-up modems, you can listen to the show at freetalklive.com. And, of course, it's free, so check it out, freetalklive.com. And we announced a mere moments ago that we had reached number 4 in the world on the podcast chart, and during that last break, we actually got kicked back down to number 5. It's a hot competition, let me tell you.
Well, that, I think, is incentive for people who are out there. Go to podcastalley.com.
But even easier, just go to freetalklive.com.
Exactly.
Look right above the archive section, and there's a little link that says Vote Us 5 Stars. Just click that link. And then click vote and vote us 5 stars.
Go there. Very easy. Vote now and you can watch. You know, get us up there.
You might be the vote that take us back into 4th place.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you go to freetalklive.com, and again, right there above the archive section is the link. It's so easy to find. And it takes maybe 30 seconds to vote. It's real easy. All right. So George W. Bush admitting to smoking marijuana. So the truth comes out. He's a hypocrite. A drug warrior hypocrite, just like so many of the people in office.
I think there's many people out there, like George Bush, that they think, I made a mistake, drugs are bad for whatever reason. Usually it's not that they had such a terrible experience with marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly they may have had a terrible experience with, you know, cocaine, heroin,
right.
You know, LSD, you know, things like that, these harder drugs.
Right.
And then lump them all together as illegal drugs and decide illegal drugs are bad. We must stop people by whatever means necessary from doing them.
But he's honorable, isn't he? I mean, he didn't want to answer the question so that some child, some kid, didn't want to grow up to be like him. You know, like, what is that answer?
He could have. No,
what
I think that's
that?
A cop out. It's a cop
yes,
out
it
answer
is.
Because if he was honorable, then he would have answered it like this. He would have said, "You know what? When I was younger, I did try marijuana. And I think it was definitely a mistake that I did that. I don't recommend that any kids, anybody in America, you know, do this drug." He could have come out and been honest about it, but at the same time kind of downplayed it.
Right.
And then he wouldn't have looked bad when the real info comes out.
I don't think that you can say that he's honorable or dishonorable based on
based on the fact that he's a liar?
No.
I mean,
no, he did not lie. That's not freaking lying. Withholding
not
the truth is not lying.
Not lying. Okay.
That is not lying, and it's completely unfair to jump all over him like that.
It's not lying, but it's intellectually dishonest.
What?
How about that?
What?
Look, I choose not to answer the question. It's not
just embarrassing.
Nothing.
It's embarrassing when that comes out.
Man, get off your freaking high horse.
Out.
The guy had it. See, that's the thing. Is he's not. He is not being dishonest. He had a plan. His plan was, I don't want kids to use drugs, and that
and
is honorable.
His plan is screwed.
Using drugs is a terrible, reprehensible, bad thing to do. But. And, you know, that was just his plan. He just doesn't want people to get hurt.
He's a coward.
Since when
is
using drugs a terrible, reprehensible, bad thing to do?
Because
that's Manwich's official line for the show.
What? You can get hurt. People can get in car wrecks. Their minds are disaltered. That's just the way it is.
Well,
that, that can happen with alcohol and tobacco, which are perfectly legal.
Those are drugs,
too. Not to drive with.
1-800-259-9231. What do you think about the president smoking marijuana? Is he a hypocrite? Is he a liar? Is he a coward? What's your opinion? Call in 1-800-259-9231, or, of course, you can change the topic. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
I drove over here drinking caffeine.
You're living dangerously, Johnson. We're going to come back with more.
If you're talking...